Does OMB's role now become more behind the scenes once the cabinet members are up there and the director has said his piece?
Exactly. In fact, OMB has traditionally taken the view that the people who speak for programs, both on the substance of the program and fiscal requests, are the appointees and officials in the agencies who run that program. OMB, in that sense, is very much a staff organization, tries not to be visible. In fact, one of the customs that all administrations have observed is that except for Senate-confirmed OMB officials, and there are half a dozen of them, OMB staff don't testify. So you are exactly right. OMB sits in the background. That said, testimony by agency officials continues to be cleared by OMB. So being in the background and not playing are not necessarily the same thing.
Now, I mentioned that the season is officially starting, and we'll hear from Jeffrey Zients later on in this hour as he was before the Senate Budget Committee this morning. How much of what we see in those hearings is theater, and how much is constructive toward actually getting a budget passed at some point?
I've always viewed hearings, and this, again, is not intended to be a partisan statement in any way, as performance. The substantive work gets done elsewhere. This is an opportunity to create a record, in some cases, merely to create sound bites, but to hearings, in my experience, are very much orchestrated events. The only exceptions to that are investigative hearings, which truly are take on the aura of a trial or a legitimate inquiry.
Where is the work happening behind the scenes that you're talking about?
It happens in several ways. It happens with the Appropriations Committee clerks working with their counterparts, typically the budget people in the agencies, to try to understand what's in the request, and the submission of much more detailed budget justifications that the agencies submit that go behind the document that the president has just submitted. And at the top level, it occurs in conversations often with White House officials. I expect that, for example, in this administration at this point, lose very deep understanding of how the Hill operates, that Jack, along with Rob Neighbors and a few others, will be spending a lot of time in conversations with the chairs of the appropriation subcommittees and with the leadership. The first thing out of the chute, of course, is the budget resolution that goes through the budget committee, and they're very much the White House Chief of Staff and the budget director are involved, but not in a way that would be visible to the public.
You actually anticipated my next question, Frank, which is we have an acting OMB director who, first of all, is acting, and second of all, no disrespect to him, but the budget part of OMB is not his bag. The management part is, and so my question was going to be, and you touched on it already, is there a role for Jack Lew in this, even though technically he's not in EEOB anymore? Technically, he's in the West Wing, I imagine.
Well, I think you named it, and that is, first, Jack Lew's job before becoming Chief of Staff was Budget Director, and he understands the process. I wouldn't underestimate Jeff Zients' role at all. He's been around for now, almost a couple of years, and I expect, since the way the system operates, the Deputy Director for Management is very much involved in the budget decision-making process. It's not as if he has a steep learning curve. But my guess would be, and this is pure speculation, not based on inside information, that the person leading the delegation, if you will be Jack Lew.
Now, how long will that person or that team be engaged in conversations on the Hill? Does that go all the way up until there's actually something passed in each chamber? Or is there a period, is there kind of a downtime where the administration lets Congress do what it will with whatever it's going to work with?
It varies, obviously, from year to year. And my guess is, and again, speculation, not inside information, that because, particularly in the House, we have the other party from the administration standpoint in a leadership role, they will certainly engage in conversation, but then pull back while Speaker Boehner and his team do their thing, and then reengage as needed in hopes of getting a budget resolution to the floor that the administration can encourage the minority, the Democrats, to support.